lose control. Some people jump off, some people won't let go. Some people say love, some people say why. Some people don't love, they just wanna...
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 28 of the John Atkins Podcast.
Put some respect on my name.
Today is Wednesday, May 19th, 2021. And I'm coming to you live from Pacific Beach, San Diego. Man, it's about almost 11:30. This barely counts as a Wednesday episode, but still made it in. All right. Well, I want to thank you guys for joining. Man, it's a nice day out today. Like I said, today's Wednesday. It's hump day. Glad you guys are here. Let's go ahead and start today's episode. I want to with RIP to Paul Mooney. Paul Mooney's famous comedian, icon in the comedy world, passed away today. If you don't remember the name, he was the Ask a Black Guy on the Chappelle Show back in the day. Real funny guy, legend in the comedy scene, passed away, so. R.I.P., you know. So yeah, today was a nice day today. It's been real cloudy lately here in San Diego. You know, the whole May gray. Been a lot of overcast. I went to the beach anyways today. It was pretty nice out. Sun came out for a little bit, so that was good. What else is going on today? Fucking crypto's down. Stop. I don't know if you guys can tell, but my cat, little Jerry Seinfeld's going crazy in the background. Ooh, man, crypto is down. Let's see. Let's look at, check it out, the latest numbers today. Dogecoin's at 35 cents. It was down from like 50 cents the other day. Well, Dogecoin's down, Bitcoin's down, Litecoin's down, Ethereum's down. All that shit is down, down, down. What the hell is wrong with my cat? I don't know, dude. He's just going crazy. He likes to run back and forth. That's a little Jerry Seinfeld. Kramer's over here. He's chilling. I got Kramer and little Jerry Seinfeld. Kramer's cool. He's like an old man. And then little Jerry's like the pain in the ass. Likes to bully him. No, the little one's little Jerry. The black one's Kramer. Kramer's over here. Yep. Yeah, crypto's down. Oh, man, everything's down, though. So I know a lot of people say, like, a lot of people are freaking out whenever it goes down, so they start selling their coins, and that makes it go down even further. But, you know, that's usually when people have money to spare. That's when they'll buy it when it's down. So... it'll go back up. An old racist, an old man racist, who, Kramer or Seinfeld? Yes, I got two. Looking at the comments, sorry. What is that, a camel? Someone left a camel in the comments. I don't know what that is. did you guys hear about Jill Biden? Dr. Jill Biden? They're saying a report came out today that back during the election, during the Democrat nomination, Kamala and her husband Joe Biden were debating, and Kamala alluded that Joe Biden was racist, and that was, and Dr. Jill Biden was on a conference call with some people during that and said, basically said, Kamala can go fuck yourself, and said those words. So that happened, you know, last year, but it just came out today. So if Kamala fucked herself, she wouldn't have got this far in politics. So checkmate. Oh, Kramer. Is Kramer racist? I feel like you can say the N-word. Does it make you racist? Dr. Jill Biden said Kamala can go fuck herself. So I do agree with her on that, but so does Willie Brown's ex-wife. Bam! Yeah, that's right. While we're at it, go ahead and like this episode and subscribe to the channel if you haven't yet. And today's sponsor is missionbeachmarketing.com. Check out missionbeachmarketing.com if your local San Diego business needs IT consulting, a custom website, or social media management. Mention this ad and you'll get 10% off. Yeah, it does. I disagree. No, it doesn't. If you're like an OnlyFans, or if you're interested in getting an OnlyFans, like if you're a hot chick who wants to get naked for money, but handling your OnlyFans account is too much work, check out missionbeachmarketing.com. You'll be in good hands with them. Now, you can say the N-word without being racist. But it's okay when a lib uses that word. I think you meant that word. Check out missionbeachmarketing.com. All right, let's get into the news for the day. Is there anything I want to talk about before we get in the news? Nope. RIP Paul Mooney. I went to the beach today, came back, had an acai bowl. Fucking crypto. It's all fucking, ever since Elon Musk went on Saturday Night Live, crypto's been fucked. Jill Biden said, go fuck yourself to Kamala. All right, yep, let's get into the news. Let's get into the news for the day. Ha! Let me fix the camera first. Another day, another non-binary celebrity. Yay! Stunning and brave, stunning and brave, stunning and brave. Ever notice how libs think they're immune from scrutiny from using? Man, how do you know words like this? Reading some of the comments. I love how some of the comments are in the comment section and some are texted to me directly. Dick. Make an account, dude. Send messages in the chat. I have to fucking look at five things at the same time. Anyways. Yes, another non-binary celebrity. Singer Demi Lovato comes out as non-binary, changes her pronouns to... Changes pronouns to they, them. I wonder if she calls herself they because she's as fat as two people. Does that mean? Let's see. This is on Yahoo News. Demi Lovato kicked off her new podcast, 4D with Demi Lovato, with a very personal announcement. Over the past year and a half, I've been doing some healing and self-reflective work, said the 28-year-old singer. And through this work, I've had the revelation that I identify as non-binary. You know, if she wanted attention, she could have just lost some weight. You don't have to go through all this bullshit. With that said, I'll officially be changing my pronouns to they, them. I feel that this best represents the fluidity I feel in my gender expression and allows me to feel most authentic and true to the person I both know I am and still discovering. So she's abroad. That's one of the comments that texted to me. So was it yesterday I was talking about Courtney Stodden? Or is that Monday? I don't remember now. Is this all these celebrities are either non-binary or transgender, or their kids are transgender? The fuck is going on? I mean, broad is pretty non-binary. Broad is neither man nor woman. No, broad's definitely a woman, dude. Because it means like their hips are broad. Duh. You can't say it's impossible to say the N-word without being racist and not know that broad. It's definitely a woman, dude. Come on. Back to Miss Attention Seeker over here. They, her, said there, she's still learning and coming into myself. And don't claim to be an expert. Well, I'm an expert. You're a woman. Case closed. Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina. We've known this since kindergarten cop. It's pretty bad when Arnold Schwarzenegger has to give you fucking biology lessons. Come on now. So learning and coming into myself. How old are you? Did I already say her age? Oh, 28. You're not supposed to hit the wall till you turn 30, and this bitch is already 28. And gender non-conforming. Get literal, dog. You're literal. During the conversation, Lovato defined non-binary with some fruitcake weirdo that was on her podcast saying it means you are not exclusively a man or woman. What the fuck is wrong with these people? Like, do you need that much attention? This is what happens when you give everyone a freaking a participation trophy, you know? She's from that generation where even the losers get a trophy. And then once they get older and they're adult and they don't get enough of fucking accolades and people kissing their ass, they go crazy and need attention and gotta say they don't know if they're a boy or a girl. Boom. Dude, she really is non-binary. She comes into herself. That's not non-binary. That's not non-binary. That's like a that's a hermaphrodite. Right? Is that what intersex means? I don't know what that means. There's too many of these words, dude. I don't even try to learn. Lovato and the fruitcake weirdo that was on her podcast also discussed pronouns. Yeah. Fucking love English lessons. It would mean the world if people could start identifying me as they, them. However, she'll, oh, shit, oh, shit, cancel fucking Yahoo. Oh, isn't that what non-binary means? Non-binary means she doesn't know if she's a boy or a girl. It's just another one of the many mental illnesses plaguing society today. Thank you, Big Pharma. It would mean the world if people could start identifying me as they, them. However, she'll be accepting if people slip and use she, her pronouns. Oh, so never mind. I guess she will be accepting of Yahoo for fucking up right here. Hermaphroditism. Hermaphrodite, wasn't that the Greek goddess of going fucking yourself? Well, Yahoo, you're okay because Lovato just requests that you make the effort, even though, bada bing, you just misgendered her, or whatever the fuck it's called. You just mispronounced her. You've been mispronounced. That's going to be the next Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks movie. You've got genderqueer. They. Oh, you got it right over here this time. You got it right here. You got it wrong here. You got it right here. Actually, got it wrong here. You got it right here. Fuck, see what you guys did to me? She. Man, that just fucks everything up, dude. She realizes it may take getting used to explaining. I think it's important because I want to use these pronouns that feel right to me. I also just don't want people to be so afraid of messing it up that they don't try to use them. Here's why you're stupid. You don't realize that you're being brainwashed because up until 2 years ago or 3 years ago, if no one ever said to start calling yourself they, you never would have started calling yourself they. So you can't say that you're using these pronouns because they feel right to you. This is some new made up bullshit that you just heard about that you're saying just to fit in because no one's paying attention to you because you've gotten fat after you fucking overdosed on drugs. So now you need attention. You've got M-A-L-E. It's one thing if like you were like closet homosexual and like she was gay her whole life. And then she finally got older, and now that she has the courage to tell people that she's gay, sure, that's one thing. Congratulations, you're studying and brave. But you can't say that the pronouns they and them are what's like how you feel like deep down. Like how fucking stupid do you have to be? And if you, and we do know, if you dig a little deeper, we do know what explains why she's so fucking dumb. Singer Demi Lovato reveals 2018 overdose caused brain damage. Oh, this bitch is fucking off her rocker, dude. She's worse than Britney Spears, but she doesn't have her dad, like, locking her in the basement and stealing all her money. She's like Lindsay Lohan, but she's not showing her cooch getting out of a fucking Uber or taxi or whatever the fuck. Does this poor girl have no one, like, on her team, like, looking out for her? This got her fucking going out there with her brain damaged ass, making all these stupid comments, not knowing if she's a boy or a girl. Come on. In March, she came out as pansexual, but no one really gave a fuck and didn't give her the attention that she needed. So she had to step it up a notch, and now she's non-binary. Jesus Christ. And for you normal people that live in the normal part of the country, pansexual means that she's attracted to all genders. And I know what you're thinking. Isn't that what bisexual means? No, bigot. Get with the times. Bisexual is hate speech. You can't even, you shouldn't even say bisexual, because that indicates there's only two genders, and there's not. So you gotta be pansexual. So even the phrase LGBT is problematic to me. So we gotta get rid of the B. It's gotta be LGBTQ plus MIA, take it to the house. Is Demi Lovato trying to do the opposite thing Michael Jackson did? Bam. All right. If you're gonna fire them off like that, you can text me directly then. You don't have to leave comments. Shit. LGBTQ exclamation. Oh man, this chick just loves attention. And she's obviously fucking whacked in the gourd. So when was this? I think it was last year, maybe. She started crying because some yogurt shop in LA, some frozen yogurt shop in LA, had sugar-free options, and this set her off. I mean, who gives a fuck about diabetic people? I mean, I don't. But. Pan replaces by. Yeah, dude, it's like rock, paper, scissors. Pan beats by. Dyke beats pan. Pan beats by. Dyke cuts pan. That's how it works. Oh, fuck. All right. Do I got anything else to add to this? We got one more comment coming in before we shut her down. What's up? May you type slow. Oh, you only said LOL. God damn it. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening in. It's now... Oh, still Wednesday. This is all Wednesday episode. Thank you guys for listening in. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to try to bring up a little bit of the... Kwame Brown, dude, he's on fucking fire right now. I just don't have enough time to get today's episode out in time. But oh man, tomorrow is gonna be the fucking all Kwame Brown episode, dude. Unless something big happens, you know. But I'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace out.
Stop playing with my name. I ain't gonna say it no more.